Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Ave. Chickies and Pete's gift card, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpetes.com. We will get back to the discussion of yesterday's game, but the Phils did make a move. Was it today?
Yeah.
Phils made a move. Jack, tell us about it.
A little exciting. Come on. Hard not to have a little bit of extra pep in your step.
Yeah.
Adelis Garcia is a Phil.
Yes, yes.
If it was 2023, we'd be doing jumpy jacks right now.
Yeah, but he hit 220 last year. So
nevertheless, it is 2025. So... Yes, the bat has fallen off a cliff the last 2 years.
Yes.
I guess the floor you're getting is arguably the best defensive right fielder in baseball. So you are upgrading that from Castellanos. I think you're getting more pop than Castellanos. I know that if you look at the home run numbers, it doesn't add up. But like Adelis Garcia has had some big home run seasons. So you're theoretically getting, well, you're definitely getting better defense in right field. You're getting some more pop.
He does strike out a lot.
He strikes out a lot, yep. and he does not walk at all. You know?
It sounds like Casty.
Yeah. So that's the Casty comparison.
It's just Casty who can field.
And I think has more pop.
Okay.
Now, I hope they're not hoping he's batting behind Bryce hitting fourth, because that's really fearful for me. I think he's like a five if he's playing well. But really, 6-7 guy.
Well, how's he going to hit fifth? I'm just trying to figure out the outfield thing. And we just have to get used to, once a year, they're going to give $10 million to an outfielder who used to be good, hoping he's good again.
Yeah. At least he's had big seasons, unlike Kepler.
Kepler had one big season.
Kepler's like a theoretical player.
And Whit Merrifield, that was an
all-star. Whit Merrifield was a really good
player.
Yeah. Whit Merrifield was great.
Okay. Help me figure out the outfield here. Because let's say we have... See, I guess there's a lot of... He's not a center fielder, Garcia.
No, he's a right fielder.
Okay, so... Justin,
and you're paying him for his defense.
So, and Justin Crawford is not a center fielder.
And he might be in center field.
Okay.
So it might.
So Marsh left Garcia. Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm trying to be optimistic as well. But if I tell you that they're going to try to go win a World Series with Adelis Garcia as their right fielder, Brandon Marsh as their left fielder, and Justin Crawford as their center fielder, does that sound like a World Series outfield to you?
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. No. It just doesn't seem serious to me.
Now, maybe this opens up a Marsh trade. Maybe they move. They get off Marsh.
Yeah.
They try to re-sign Bader.
You know,
they go for somewhere else in center field and put Crawford in left.
Okay.
But still, it's banking a lot on Adelis Garcia having a bounce back season.
Because $10 million is not nothing.
It's not nothing. It seems like teams won't give that for Castellanos. You know,
right.
We'll eat $10 million of it.
That's how much Bader was making last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it's a one-year deal, so it's not going to cripple you. But it's a decent bounce back candidate. Like, can he hit 220 and 25 home runs and play good right field? I think that's what they're hoping for. Now, apparently,
225?
Yeah, he's not hitting over 240, I don't think. I mean, he's kind of just a grip it and rip it type of hitter. And Chris Young, the GM of the Rangers, lauded like bringing in Brandon Nimmo because he wanted competitive bats 1-9, which kind of felt like a little bit of a shot at Adelis Garcia. Now, he has been working with his 2023 hitting coach, who he hit 39 home runs after working with. And, you know,
I don't
want to sit here and say how it's the most exciting move in the world. I think it could be a pretty good move.
I'm just saying this isn't a World Series outfield if this is the outfield.
No. No.
Why you just didn't call it what it is? It's a nothing burger.
It's not a nothing burger. It could be a something.
It's a flyer.
Burger.
It's a lottery ticket that he can hit home runs again.
Yes.
But if they're banking on it, it just seems.
That's the fear.
Yeah.
Is that they're banking on it.
An extra bat, extra outfielder.
Who's going to bat fourth?
I don't know. So, I don't know, Jim.
So we're not. They're still not going to move Schwarber to the four hole.
Well, who's batting two?
I don't know.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Not that they gave Kyle Schwarber the rest of his career money. Hit cleanup, big boy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
If Bryce has to hit third,
yeah,
then Schwarber's got to hit cleanup.
Because what changes?
So I agree.
Because Bryce still needs the protection, right?
And they're still a bat short. Who's hitting second?
Yeah.
Well, Bohm should be your two hitter.
Well, Bohm's gonna be a Mariner,
Bryce
or whatever.
Bryce should be your leadoff hitter, then Trey.
Bohm's gonna be your third baseman,
dude. I'm just no, he's you. Not. No, he's not. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
215-592-9494.
It's hard to upgrade there,
no,
man.
No, it is. Like,
it's hard to downgrade.
Yeah.
If you want to give him away.
Yeah.
But how do you upgrade?
Well, the thing is, like, let's say they go into next year. You have Adelis, Crawford, Marsh, and then third base is Kemp.
Otto Kemp? No. That's not going to work. But
they need one more bat. Maybe it's Bregman.
Yeah.
Maybe
that'd be great.
Yeah. Maybe it's Bregman.
Yeah, because so far.
And it's not going to be Bellinger now.
It's not going to be
Bellinger.
And
it's not going to be Kyle Tucker.
Right. It's not. The only free agent remaining, I think, could be Bader for the outfield. And then everything else becomes a trade for a center fielder.
Well, then they got to trade Marsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Marsh is a good fourth outfielder, though.
Yeah, but I think.
And I wish Adelis could be more of a platoon guy with Marsh and Wright, but he hit .199 against lefties last year.
Yeah, I think the issue with Marsh as a fourth outfielder is he's just not going to
play. .199 against lefties?
Yeah, you would think that it – I know. No,
I
know.
I think about that when you said that. I'm like, yeah. What?
Because, like
– Yeah, he's a right-handed bat.
Has reverse splits last year.
Because if he, like, mashed lefties – and played great right field, I'd be like, okay, like I see the path here. But
yeah,
didn't really do that.
No.
Didn't really do that. So it's not a nothing burger. It could be a something burger. He was really good in 23. He basically is the reason they won that World Series. He had an OPS over 1,100 in that World Series, in the whole playoff run.
Yep.
All right.
Listen.
You can tell he's convinced himself.
Well, I'm not trying to sell
We've
you.
We've all been there, Jack.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
What I'm trying not to do, I'm not trying to sell you a timeshare. You know,
yeah.
And make you believe something that I don't really believe.
Yeah, you're not trying to blank on my back and tell me it's raining.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we all do.
Yeah.
But it could be something. It could be nothing. It could be something.
It's $10 million.
What's Bregman going to cost?
So, but it seems like his market's kind of cratering.
It's going to be 1 year, $30 million again. That would be my guess. Or with a player option for a second year.
Something.
That would be my guess.
Probably a two-year deal.
Two-year deal. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, I would monitor the Bregman market.
Monitor it.
Yeah, I'm monitoring. Buddy.
Monitor.
I'm monitoring.
You might need it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Arnold and Yaden, you're on WIP. What's up, Arnold?
Listen, man, I'm trying my best. I've been going to therapy, Spike. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm trying to be a better man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The gray hairs are coming in my beard.
And me both.
I'm trying.
Yes.
Right. Let me qualify myself real fast for it because I saw every minute of the game. I saw every minute of every game, so we don't got to worry about that.
Yep.
And I listen to the station, and I am an Eagles fan. Here's the problem. Spike, sometimes I feel like you're afraid to just be happy. Remember when Andy Reid got to the phone and just said, just enjoy the win? Remember?
No, I am. I would. And you know what? Can I tell you, Arnold? If I was you,
okay.
And I didn't have to talk about it for 4 hours, I would probably just be happy today and move on. But the fact is that I have to express my honest opinion about what I think about the game. So on one hand, I was happy. I was happy. Just like here's what went through my head. On one hand, I was very happy watching them dominate the Raiders. I felt good after the game. Then I have to go on to what is my next thought? Like, what do I think about what I thought? And then the truth is that it doesn't really mean much to me. It was nice
but
to see.
But that's where
I don't think they're
going to
crumble. But the game doesn't mean much. Go ahead.
That's where I think we depart because you got to pick a lane. Because the two things you say, right? What if this was the Cowboys?
Yes.
I think that, like, how would we react as Eagles fan base? That question lacks context because the context of it is if the Cowboys had a season where they're coming off a Super Bowl win and then they beat, you know, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Lions, and then they smoke the Raiders, well, yeah, I would have to shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have
to. But you're leaving out – that's true. You're also leaving out the games in the middle You talked about their wins, and then you didn't talk about all the losses in the middle. My question to you would be, if the Cowboys were in the exact same situation, had just lost three in a row, people were talking about benching Dak. Just let me finish. People were talking about benching Dak, and they beat the Raiders 31-0, and everybody, all of Cowboys Nation was like, we're back, baby. We would not think they were back.
But this is what I'm saying. We wouldn't have room to say anything if the magic number was one, for them to make the playoffs and us to be bounced. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
Let me just say this. I think that game, you had to go into that game because by your logic, we win, you know, we drop a 30-piece and we give up 0 points.
Yes.
So by your logic, there's nothing that could have happened in that game where we could have walked away and been, like, happy without having questions, right?
Because they committed to the run, even
though it wasn't great. But what I'm saying is that wasn't about the competition. That was about what did we look like. I looked at that as, like, when Elliott gives his stupid training camp stat, and we're kind of interested in it a little bit. It's about what we look like. And
I agree.
What we look like, I can breathe a sigh of relief looking at how that team played yesterday, looking at their chemistry. I needed to see that, and I saw what I need to see.
I completely understand why you feel that way. I completely understand where you feel that way. The truth is that they could have won that game two different ways. They could have won it that way or the way where they win it ugly, nothing looks good, we have eight penalties, and we only win because it's the Raiders.
That way is horrible.
And the way they won, way better. I guess my point is it doesn't – what it says to me is the team's not ready to crumble and the season's not ready to be over. So we have
important.
Been – yeah, it is. And we've been given a stay of execution for this week.
Yeah.
But where I won't go to is now I believe that they're back. So
it hasn't changed your overall.
My overall. Now, I appreciate the call, Arno. Could they over the next couple of weeks? For sure.
Right.
You know, absolutely. But
they run off these next four. We're going to be sky high going into the playoffs.
100%. And we would deserve to be.
Yeah.
But what I saw on the other side of the field yesterday was a team that did not want to be there. And I actually, as soon as I woke up yesterday and I looked out the window and I saw 5 inches of snow, I said, this team.
No way we're losing
this.
There's
just no way.
And Pete Carroll's extra cold. He's a little older.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Now, what happens as you get older?
So Sirianni's got moved to tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to keep going?
Let's keep going. Let's talk to the people. Who's fired up about Adelise Garcia?
Why did he get moved to tomorrow?
I don't know. I got an email a second ago. So,
wow.
12:20 tomorrow. Right in the middle of the midday show.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, quite honestly, the press conferences, he never says anything.
Especially after 31-0.
Yeah, so that's fine.
I'm thinking. They got a home game at 1 o'clock. Why is he not today?
I know. I don't get it.
Okay, can I throw some conspiracy theories out there?
Put your tinfoil hat on.
Yeah.
So, Jalen hurts his ankle, doesn't go out of the game, but they see him stretching on the sideline. He throws one more pass, and then Tanner McKee comes in the game. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, I wouldn't think anything of it. However, NFL teams usually don't pull the starting quarterback that early in a football game. They usually wait till later. Then, in the interview after the game, I forget who was interviewing him. Pam Oliver asked him, how's the ankle? And he said, paused. He gave a look, and he said, we'll see. And then he said, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if the delay is because of that, is because he doesn't want to. Now, maybe he would just lie about it if there was something wrong. He didn't.
I'm just thinking they play Saturday.
Yeah, so why would they delay it? Why wouldn't they just get this out of
there? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, just get it over with.
Would you start Tanner on Saturday if his ankle's banged up?
No.
215?
I don't.
If he can't play, he can't play.
Yeah, if his ankle's banged up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's like.
No.
All right, listen, we're flat.
Listen, this idea of one, I got to be honest with you.
I didn't even think they were going to put him in because of this.
Yeah. And that, looking at that yesterday, looked like a preseason game to me.
That didn't look like.
No. I'm
wanting more to see more of that.
No, I mean, it was the second team offense against their defense. Everybody had given up at that point. He played fine. He threw four nice passes, right? But it wasn't anything. I can't think the first three quarters didn't mean anything.
And then go overboard
with the Tanner McKee thing. They did take, I think they took like 10 minutes off the clock.
That was the best part.
Yeah, it was a nice little gift to the defense who didn't have to play anymore, really, after that.
Hey, they did a good service to all the fans, getting that game over in 2.5 hours.
That was a quick game.
That was the so the fastest game ever was 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Oh wow, they almost beat that.
Yeah. Now if it was really that there was a turnover on downs after the 2 minute warning, if that hadn't happened, I think we would have been right at 2:34 or something like that. It's just that there was the 2 minute right. warning and a turnover on downs. But I didn't see what the game actually clocked in at, because I don't think kickoff is right at one. Kickoff is like at 1:05 or something, right? It's not right at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And the game ended, I think, at 2:40.
It was great.
Yeah, I mean that. I was looking at the other games. The other games had just 3:40. The other games had just started the fourth quarter.
There were still 10 minutes left in the Bills Patriots.
Yeah. It was
in the third quarter. No, talking about the fourth quarter.
I thought it was the fourth quarter.
No, but it was basically the full fourth quarter. Yeah. I watched the full fourth quarter of Patriots Bills. It was lovely.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Mike in Summerdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
First thing, I'm an Eagles fan. Just want to come out to say it, and I watch every game. So does that make you happy?
No. Yes. You know what? Thank you.
The last four calls, except for that one guy, dude, man, it was like they were all smoking the same Zaza. Like yeah. What was I listening to? Well, listen, this is not 2023. The defenses are astronomically different. So I don't want to hear any more 2023 nonsense. It's not the same situation. They were giving up points. I mean, Arizona, they gave up 30-some points. We scored 30. So it's not the same defenses. This team is this defense is cooking right now. So that right there you can hang your hat on. This offense stays mistake-free like they were yesterday. Penalties and turnovers, they've been killing us 3 weeks now. Yesterday, we had two penalties. One on a personal foul. Can't be doing that. Coop. And then Steen had a holding call. I don't even think it was a hold, but hey, they called it. So be it. Other than that, the team was mistake-free the whole game. And that's all I was looking at. I wasn't worried about the playoffs. I wasn't worried about where they were in the standings. I was worried about seeing a mistake-free football game regardless of the opponent. That's what we got. So, stay on course, like Ike's saying. I'm 1 foot in, but let's stop with the bench and the quarterback nonsense too. It's just ridiculous. It's dumb. The guy holds a trophy up 300 days ago, and now we're talking about benching him. It's just stupid. It's dumb. It's just dumb. It's dumb conversations. But that's really all I got to say. Go Birds. Stay on path. Mistake free, and that's it, man. I think like Ike's saying. If we can continue to play mistake-free football through the rest of the season, we will beat Buffalo. And like Corey's saying, Jalen has the pedigree to win in the playoffs. So that's it, man. Go Birds.
That's all we need. Go Birds.
All right, Mike. The no penalties thing was a – only having
time.
Three penalties. They've averaged about seven a game all season, only having three. Now, the first Brandon Graham sack counted, right? And then Cooper's penalty.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Now, was that on Cooper, or did Lockett bait him into it?
No, it was on Cooper. But here's the thing, though. Of course he got baited into it. But here's the thing. Nothing sweet over here. And I'm okay with Coop with that. When I say nothing sweet over here, I mean he's not soft. So if somebody's out there trying to punk him.
Right.
And trying to intimidate him. And Lockett, you're a 5'8" route receiver. You're not intimidating anybody. But you're a veteran. And he had been out there talking trash to Coop. He got Coop on a little out route early where Coop slipped. And he picked up the first down, so I could see the trash talking going on. And, you know, it got a little far. And listen, he got up in Coop's face, and we ain't having that. I'm okay with that. I don't want him getting personal fouls, but I also don't want him. I don't need anybody out there trying to intimidate our defense.
I would say I don't want it to happen in a 2020 game in the fourth quarter against the Bills.
Of course.
Or in the playoffs, but you know, when it happened against the Raiders,
it's okay. Yeah, you got to be smart when you do it. You're exactly right. I don't need him getting kicked out of a game or costing us anything.
Right.
But that's a moment there where I'm like, okay, go ahead and flex a little bit. You know, Coop's mild-mannered, so I don't mind seeing that. Yeah, toughness. Don't try the exciting whites back there, man.
Yeah, don't try your guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. First of all, I don't like nobody on defense getting punked by an offensive player. That's foreign to me. Only offensive linemen are the dudes to talk trash. Anybody else, receivers, running backs, all that, you get hit in the mouth. Seriously, as a defense, man, we about to allow somebody to be out there talking trash.
Who was the guy that didn't hit Purdy in 23? Well, in that game that they came here and
That was a corner?
Yeah, it was some corner. It was on that 23 field.
Yeah.
And it was like that was
didn't
well,
that didn't hit Purdy?
He could have lit up Purdy and Purdy just walked right past him into the end zone. Oh, and that was the moment where you felt like the 23 Eagles might not have it.
Oh. Yeah. You can't have a defense like that, man. Can't have a defense like that. So I'm all right with Coop.
215-592-9494. John in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, now, if that had been Sydney, I'd have went over.
Yes.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Yeah. Different rules for different people. Yes. All right, sorry. Go ahead, John.
I was like, the hangover is finally starting to lift with these birds. And I have to laugh at Ike. He's like, oh, you don't let an offensive player punk a defensive player. He's like, unless it's one of the offensive linemen, right?
Well, I mean, that can happen sometimes with them.
Yeah, I ain't going to take
Well, listen, I've run into – listen, you got to pick your battles. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Although,
is Larry Allen coming at you?
He didn't move. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Right.
Buzz. Okay.
There you go.
I'll clean it up.
There you go.
Grow up, John.
Let's lock in.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess the point I was going to say is basically I saw even before this game, I started feeling like things were starting to – I started feeling better. Like I felt like – you know what? It's been a long season, right? They won a Super Bowl, right? They're just a hungover team. No one's played more ball than they have in the NFL, right? They've just been playing nonstop more than anybody. And then they win a Super Bowl, right? Now you're doing commercials. Saquon's got
5 months
offices.
Off. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, and they're young men. They're partying up. They're feeling it. Jalen Hurts probably, or Jalen Carter, double shoulders, probably – doing double-handed curls, double-fisting the whole time. Like, I mean, it's natural, right? They're enjoying the fruits of their labor, right? They're getting their – they won the Super Bowl, right? So it's like I think it was just a long off season, and you're right back to work and grinding. And you got out the 8 wins, and the rest of the team kind of – the rest of the division kind of looks like garbage. So you're like, wow, we got this thing. So I think, it's – yeah, they just kind of packed it in a little bit. And then the O-line is dinged up bad. So, I mean, how important is Lane Johnson? I mean, the statistics prove when he's not – I mean, I've been going to the game since the vet,
Are we coping? What are we doing right now?
What are you saying?
Like, what are we doing?
Give it to me in one sentence.
It's going to be all right. I think that the birds are getting back. I think they're in the meat locker, like Rocky hitting the meat right now, and I think we're going to make a run.
Okay.
I think you got to rest up your hurt guys. Treat the rest of the regular season like it's preseason. Let the guys heal up.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So who are you resting for the rest of the season?
Lane Johnson. Do not play him until you have to. It's one of those weird named injuries, which always are the ones that take the longest
to heal.
Let him heal. Dickerson's hobbled.
So
right?
here are the guys that are hurting. Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens. So you're just going to take away the whole side of the offensive line and let your quarterback get killed, let your running back get killed for what?
Spike, I'm not saying don't put an offensive line out there and just let Jalen Hurts get killed.
You're going to put Matt Pryor, Brett Toth, and Fred Johnson out there.
Yeah,
how's that?
Let
them
get reps. You might need them in the postseason. Let them get reps. Let them get starting reps. Right. Let the guys.
You know what? Can I ask you this? Can I ask you this? Consider this. What if they just give up on the games? They don't even show up. That way, nobody has
everybody
to play.
Healthy.
Yeah, they just forfeit the games. They'll and the Cowboys will end up losing one more game at least.
9-5 might get you in. depending what the other teams do.
Yes, might as well.
Right.
They already have 10 wins.
The Super Bowl either way.
Wait, no, they have nine.
So what,
have nine.
What are you going to beat your guys up for, Spike?
That's a good point.
Like, what are you going to beat them up for?
That's a good point.
I mean,
they shouldn't even show up. They shouldn't even show up. Thank you for the call, John. What the hell happened to the Eagles fan I know and love?
I don't know what that was about.
First of all, they never stopped playing, he said. Then they had a long offseason. Then you have to give it to them because they're young guys who had a good time in the offseason. Then we're in the meat locker like Rocky. Then we're going to be good when Lane Johnson gets back. But then we shouldn't let Lane Johnson come back. Yeah. We shouldn't let anybody play. We should just rest them all for the playoffs.
And I'm assuming he meant they had a short offseason.
Yes, but that's not what he said. That is not what he said.
This guy get back to punching the meat, Spike.
Yes.
It's better than pulling it.
Yep. Well, it depends on the situation. It could both be a relief.
Got it.
Yep. Who's had a tougher day today? Or last 2 days? Buzz or the Raiders?
I don't even know what to tell
them. I can't even blame
Buzz.
No,
it's not really Buzz. Yeah. Buzz having a tough day back there. No.
Really disappointing the afternoon show listeners.
Yeah.
Right? The callers.
Well,
right
new
now.
Callers today.
Yeah, a lot of new callers.
I think they're confused.
They don't know how to feel?
They don't know what to feel. Yeah.
Right. I think here's the reality. Everyone felt nice watching the game. Nobody can really convince themselves that they feel any
And I don't even understand why not.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
You're saying that no one can really convince themselves
that anything's different.
Yes.
I think deep down, I think actually the one caller from Yadin really had it right in that he felt good watching it. He just wants to leave it there. It doesn't actually mean anything.
How could you not feel good about the Jalen's performance?
I think you have to feel good about it.
I think you got to feel pretty good. He was essentially, 15 or 17?
12 of 15.
12 of 15.
Or then he really was 13 of 15. Because Goddard dropped the ball.
Goddard, yes.
Well,
sure.
And it was the most efficient quarterback game of the season, according to the stats out there, according to Shil Kapadia.
There you go.
Just so resilient.
175.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I ran the ball. Thank you for running the ball. Thank you for running the ball.
Gave you an extra 40 yards there.
Yes, as he should be doing. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, I do have a problem. One big problem with Nick Sirianni yesterday. One giant problem. I'll combine Sirianni and Petullo into one.
Uh-oh.
We will talk about that next. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Cheeky's and Pete's. 215-592-9494. Any smart people out there today, anyone who saw the game, anyone who doesn't think they should give the rest of the Eagles off for the rest of the regular season, we'd love to hear from you. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Elite Acura, they're part of your neighborhood. And because you're a neighbor, a friend, even family, you should expect more from your Acura buying experience. Like more value on precision performance and cutting-edge Acura technology. More top-notch service from local certified experts with over 200 years of combined experience and more selection across the full Acura lineup. Shop new and used luxury sedans where sleek style meets power and convenience. Or you can shop bold yet refined SUVs all designed to elevate your driving experience. Discover exhilarating performance and innovation that only Acura can deliver at Elite Acura. Stop by the showroom today along Route 73 North or check them out online at EliteAcura.com and come see what more can do for you. And when you do, tell them Ike sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Good game last night.
Can't hate on this one. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, 5:30 you get Creed. 2:30 you get Tupac, 3:30 country, and 4:30 90s.
I did find a song in the 90s today.
All wow, right. Yeah, Jack debuted 4:30 90s on Friday with a song from 1987.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
I had a song in mind today that I thought would have gone well.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up.
And it wasn't the 90s.
2000.
There you go.
So I had to pivot.
At least I'm glad you looked it up.
Well, yeah, I knew I had Mr. Music over there. It would have been on my ass.
We're going to point it out.
It was Limp Bizkit, too, so I knew you would have been really on
it. Oh, is it rolling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Limp Bizkit, even spiritually, is not 90s. It's 2000s.
Yeah, it's like the 98 to 2002.
Yeah, yeah, which is spiritually 2000s.
Yeah, but started in the 90s.
Started in the 90s, but spiritually 2000.
It's spiritually just 2000.
Yes. All right.
Did we get that out?
We're done. One little – the reason I say it's spiritually 2000s.
What is Bros doing here?
Is because the 90s were a certain kind of music, and Limp Bizkit was post that music, was after
I
that
agree.
Music.
Okay.
You're still going?
Right, I totally
yes, I'm
agree.
Done. I'm done.
I'm still going.
Now, is Eminem 90s or spiritually 2000s?
Who?
Eminem.
So yeah, that started that when I was in college, 90s.
Yeah.
Really?
Late 90s. It's late 90s.
Yeah, because we started playing his records when I was in college. And I was in college 94 to 98. I think the first year we probably played it was 96 or 97, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the more you know, right?
Yeah. So one coaching issue yesterday.
Yes.
Is the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have to decide what the point of getting the ball back with 25 seconds left in the half, what is the point? Because if the point is just to get in into halftime with nobody hurt, nobody turned it over, whatever, when you get the ball back with 24 seconds left, with all three of your timeouts, in a league where kickers are kicking 60-yard field goals left and right, then just kneel on the ball. Don't put Saquon Barkley in harm's way at the end of the half, if the point is just to get in at halftime.
Right.
I would argue, with 24 seconds left, throw two or three passes at the – you don't even have to throw at the sidelines with three time. I think they had three timeouts at the time. Try to get in field goal range. See if you can get a long field goal. I know Jake Elliott, I know there's wind and all that sort of stuff, but I just – if you're just going to give up, then give up without – the possibility of anybody getting hurt. I don't know what the point is to give up and also run the ball with Saquon Barkley, who is still one of the two or three most important players on the entire team at this point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should go for it, but if you're not going to go for it, then just kneel on the ball. Don't run the ball.
Yeah, listen, they've done that a couple times this year.
Yes.
And yet, the only thing I can come up with is that they don't want to turn the ball over.
Then kneel on it.
I agree. Like,
because Saquon's fumbled.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only play where you're not going to...
And you're running another play that puts him in harm's way.
Yes. He can fumble. He could fumble on that play. Yeah. He can't fumble if they kneel.
Yeah.
It just doesn't compute to me what the possibility... I guess there is a minuscule possibility that Saquon breaks one and goes 60 yards, but I'd actually say we've seen as many fumbles this year from him as we've seen 60-yard runs. So, like, to me, the possibility is about the same on both.
So the weirdo in me
says
in those moments, Saquon, he may be able to steal 20 yards here.
And then they can take a shot?
It's just more or less stats. The defense is playing a little more relaxed defense. They're playing deep so they don't give up anything over their heads. And if he can break one in the open field and get a nice 20-yard run, 25-yard run, and they get off the field or whatever.
So it's to keep Saquon happy.
Well, I'm just saying it's one of those things where it's just a shot to take advantage of some empty calories there. But that's my thinking.
Yeah, I would rather they just go into halftime and nail it. If they're not going to actually try to score,
right.
I would rather if you're going to play it safe, play it safe. You know, 215-592-9494. Caleb in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Caleb?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Caleb?
Hey, man, I'm on board, man. Like I said, it wasn't more so about who they played yesterday; it was how they played. Like I felt like yesterday was the first day where the offensive plays looked like they were in sync. Like, one play led to the next play. Like, And it's kind of like how it was in the beginning of the season. I mean, unfortunately, AJ didn't get as many targets, but everything looked to flow like just, you know, everything was on time. Everything was, you know, this play set up for the next play. It looked like we actually had good concepts and we knew what we were doing up there.
I'll tell you what I saw, Caleb, and it took me an hour or so to get to this, bringing it up, that the AJ targets, it looked like Jalen was just going through his reads and throwing the ball where it was supposed to go. It didn't look like they were trying to get the ball to AJ or force it to him. You know, he didn't get a target for, what, the whole first half? Or maybe just one? No,
much.
He got a target on
the first drive.
That one. That's the only target he had in that first half. And you're wondering, okay, because it's all subconsciously there for us. I already haven't thrown the ball to AJ. Is he still locked in on the game?
Yeah.
Right? Is he still with us here? And I got to admit, I was worried about that at halftime. We're up, what, 17-0 at the half? AJ only has that one target? I'm saying to myself, okay, how do we come out in the second half? Is the offense going to look completely different like it did in Tampa in the second half, the Rams in the second half, Denver the second half, where we clearly are trying to get AJ the ball and it throws the offense out of sync? But it didn't.
They stayed with it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was too. I got one thing I want to leave y'all with when I get off, but I'm going to say this. I was worried about it too, but not from a negative standpoint, because I felt like, if anything, the fact that he hadn't got the ball, it would force us to keep our foot on the pedal. Like, we wouldn't just let up and just keep running the ball. Like, I knew we wasn't going to end the ball without him getting something. So I was with it from that standpoint. And I'm looking forward to watching Hard Knocks. I think that kind of saved the season a little bit too, because it kept a lot of people keeping their character up. Because even though we lost the last two episodes, I still was enjoying the episodes. But this is the first time we get to watch an episode with a win at the end of it.
And, Caleb, that is a good point, that the cameras being there may have forced them into better behavior. That's not a bad point, Caleb.
Yeah.
You might have a future in this business. What was the last thing
I just want to leave y'all with one thing. So a lot of people don't get to watch every interview, every media break and everything like that. So we rely on y'all to give us a lot of information that we might not know about. One thing I can say, because y'all misquote Hurts interview, especially that Steeler one, and it drives me up a wall. With the Steelers interview, everyone, you know, they say Hurts said that the game's going to look, the play calling is going to look how he wanted to look. When he was more so speaking about his own play. With this, the question they asked him yesterday, I didn't think he was cocky or anything. I think they asked him about facing adversity. And I think what he said was, and I kind of agree with Ike, is the message was to, you know, probably the people in the building, where they asked him how would he handle adversity. And he was more so saying, like, yo, y'all got to remember where I've been at, what I've been through. Like, this is not going to faze me, you know. And it's like, it wasn't like a cocky thing. It was more so just like, just remember who I am. Like, I've been through this before, and I'm battle-tested for the most part. And then also, too, like,
and I'm built for this. He's saying
He's built for it. Yeah, and it's like, think about it. He's human. He, as much as he say he doesn't pay attention to media, Hard Knocks tells us something different, because every episode we hear something that we said in the media. And I say this to y'all week in and week out. The thing that we're most loudest about, he goes out that following week and he does it. And I'll just say this and I get off, but it's like, he's human. So he heard everybody talk about benching him. So I didn't expect his attitude to be all jittery and laughing and joking with the media, because y'all are the same guys who just counted me out and wanted me sitting on the bench. So there was no way that he was going to – it was no way he wasn't going to finish that game. And I give KP a lot of credit, because he did not let Tanner McKee come in there and just walk the field. He made sure he did some running plays in there. He gave us exactly where we need to get to the next game. It wasn't enough where we can come back and be on the radio like, oh, my God, you see that pass by Tanner? You see how Tanner just walked the field in 5 seconds? So I give KP his credit for that, because if Tanner would have came and walked the field and threw a touchdown up there, oh, man, the conversation would have been funny today. So y'all enjoy yourself, though, man. Y'all keep
going.
All right, Caleb. Good call. You might be right.
On the Hard Knocks thing?
He's definitely right about that. The Tanner thing, too. They didn't want Tanner to look too good.
That's why I thought they weren't going to bring him in.
Right.
Honestly, I thought.
Well, then who else is our quarterback?
It would have been Sam Howell. I just didn't think they were going to take Jalen out. I thought they were just going to let him hand the ball off.
The ankle thing got him out.
That would be my guess as well. 215-592-9494. Actually, before we get back to the calls, I actually had something that Caleb brought up that actually has me agreeing with Elliot on something.
Ooh.
It's crazy. We will get to that right after. And, you know, one place you don't want to think about Elliot. The bedroom.
Mm-mm.
No.
That won't help anything.
No.
Like, I guess unless you're Elliot's wife.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. In any case, I don't need to bring her or him into this.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about your performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew can help you with it. You know, you've been you've been thinking to yourself, man, I would just like to be back the way that I used to be. I understand how you feel. Blue Chew understands how you feel. And the good news is Blue Chew is going to allow you to try their chewables for the first month absolutely free. The rest of the good news is you don't have to go to the doctor. No doctor's appointments. You just meet with their medical professionals at BlueChew.com. The more good news is you don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line because they ship you the chewables in a discreet
hard
package.
And like, look, here's the deal. You have two options. I know you don't want, you're like, ah, I don't want to have to do that. Here are the two options. The two options are you don't do anything about it and you're not performing at peak performance, or you do something about it and you are. Which camp would you rather be in?
Make the right choice.
Make the right choice and go to BlueChew.com. Now, how is that first month free?
I'm paying for it.
Jack's paying for it. That is right. Just use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free. You only have to pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Boing. So here's the thing I'm going to agree with Elliot on. Now, he says a lot of things. Who knows how many weeks ago this was, and how much he actually believes it. But at one point, Elliot was saying that the biggest problem with the offense is the penalties. And if they just got rid of the penalties, everything would be fine. Now, I thought that was crazy. But then you think about yesterday, and here's where I think that comes, where that rings true a little bit, is that the offense, the running game yesterday, did not look, like the numbers-wise, did not look particularly good. Mm-hmm. But when you're not giving up 5 yards and 10 yards after your first down run that only got you 3 yards, it puts you in position to run the ball again, even if you're not running the ball well. What those penalties did was they made it impossible for them to continue to run the ball even when it wasn't super successful. Mm-hmm. You can do that. If you're only getting 3 yards a carry and you run on first and second down, at least that puts you in third and four. If you get 3 yards a carry and you get one penalty for 5 yards, that puts you in third and nine.
Yeah.
And it's just a very different game when you're putting yourself in that position. And I do think that if they are able to clean that up, even if the running game never gets back where it was, where it's not going to this year, it does put them in a better position to hold on to the ball longer, not put their defense in a spot where they have to save them every game, and maybe, like, play the game that you're talking about, the close game that you win at the end because you haven't made mistakes. You can only do that by not making mistakes. And those penalties, if you're going to have to play offense this way, really, really hurt you. And I thought you saw part of that difference yesterday with not having those offensive penalties.
Yeah, before I address that, let me address the whole idea of you learning something about from Elliot
that I
say regularly.
Sorry.
Show.
But he said,
stay ahead of the sticks.
Yes, okay, sorry.
That's what that means. Stay on schedule.
Yes.
Listen to your boys sometimes.
Okay.
I know Elliot says a lot, so I can understand how it sticks with you, and then you and I are here most of the times.
Yes.
But yes, that's what it is. When you don't get behind the chains, second and 15, first and 15, that allows Kevin Petullo to stay with the running game.
Yes.
And allows him to stay with the running game.
Even when you look at, and everybody got their 17 carries to Tank Bigsby yesterday. Yep. With 17 carries, 54 yards.
That was more than I was expecting.
Yeah, wasn't.
And seven of them felt like it came on the goal line.
Right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas.
We still didn't get in.
No. The running game's.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Hey, I think it's a reason. First off, afternoon, fellas. How everybody's feeling?
Oh, you should be thrilled today, CJ. Come on.
He's happy. I hear it in his voice.
I mean, I'm laughing because all the people y'all was calling in, you was like, man, who are these people?
Oh, dude, it's amateur hour.
Yeah, it has been a lot of amateurs today.
Everybody's looking at it like, hey, we got to win. Let's just deal with it and let's just go forward. Get this next win and knock the Cowboys out of the playoffs. And then we go from there and see what it's about in the playoffs. I'm happy because the defense continues to do what it's been doing. I'm really proud of this defense. I'm not going to lie. Now I'm looking like, okay, can we get another corner? You know, what are we going to look like going forward? Because the defense can travel anywhere. And me and Ike, even though we didn't agree with everything, and he called me a hater last week, that's no, that's messed up. You know,
did I actually call you a hater? Agree. I don't think so.
Yeah, you said I was a Jalen hater. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense. Yeah, Jalen hater.
Nah, I ain't no Jalen hater. But
God knows.
It's time to accept it.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you gonna say today?
Hey, it ain't about hating Jalen. It's just you want it to be. I'll say this. I am a type of person. I look and my expectations are based on realistic, or would I look at something to say, hey, this should be able to yield this, right? No different with putting money towards something. If you think it's a hope, wish, and a prayer, I'm not going to put a lot toward it. I'll put a little bit toward it to say, hey, if it blows up, it blows up. But if it doesn't, I didn't miss much. With the type of talent we get on offense, I had a lot of expectations. I'm like, hey, I want to clear a dynasty out of this. Because when that window's closed, it's closed. But I'm not going to stay on that. I'm going back to the defense. The defense can travel. The offense, it did its job. It was, what's the word I'm looking for? It was competent. It's like my kid taking out trash and getting the cans to the curb and the trash man picks it up. I don't expect much out of it, but I know when it's not happening, I got big issues with it. The offense has not been doing what it needs to be doing, so I had issues with it. So when people are telling me something like, hey, this is greatness, look at him, it's like, it's not competent. So the defense can travel, offense be competent, we can win for sure one playoff game. It depends on who we draw after that. Other than that, I'm happy about that. And it will be nice to look at doggone Hard Knocks and not take L's out of doggone day.
You know what, though, CJ?
What's that?
I can hear it. You're not all the way in yet. You're not all the way in,
hell,
but that's
no.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay, because we're about to run off three more, and then when we head to the playoffs, that's when you'll be fully confident. It's going to take that Buffalo Bills game, but we got to take care of Saturday first. We got to take care of business Saturday first.
What does all in mean? So,
you're going to say they're going back to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm waiting on you to say. We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. Not only will I be in, but I will buy a Jalen jersey if we beat Buffalo handily in the offense.
Handily?
You know what?
Hold on.
We're on the road.
That ain't that great.
On the road, though.
A real Jalen jersey or one of the ones from China?
No, I'll get a real one.
Okay.
But
right.
It is. Okay. But we look at it, we're going to be playing at Buffalo, and it's going to be a win game, probably. So it's going to be weather.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll take it. We beat
there
Buffalo,
you go.
And the offense is competent. I'll buy a Jalen jersey. I'll buy a Jalen Super Bowl jersey.
Quit putting escape clauses in there. I don't care if the offense is competent or not. When we beat Buffalo, I want you all on board.
I'll buy the jersey. I ain't going to say I'm all on board.
All right, CJ. I don't know how they would beat Buffalo in Buffalo without the offense being competent. I guess it could happen, but, you know. I think the offense is going
to – when you say when the offense is confident, that's still subjective.
Well, yeah.
So it's to his pleasing.
Well, also, I would even – I'm not that impressed with the win yesterday, but the offense was better than competent yesterday. I think they only punted one time. They had 31 points after three quarters, and they pulled their starters. Like, that was a good offensive game. It was one of the better offensive games of the entire season, actually.
Would you say that was a Jalen-led win?
Sure.
No, because see, I heard. I want more confidence than that too.
Yeah.
Because you're over here reluctant to give any credit.
Yeah.
For Jalen.
Well, we'll see
the
game
ball. Gillio trying to put it on the defense yesterday, and you know everybody wants to say, "Oh, it's the Raiders. The Raiders, they stink," and you don't want to get the offense any credit. But we're gonna stick our chests out for the defense playing that offense.
That's a great point.
Playing against two gloves, Pickett. Planning us a running back that's averaging 2 yards a carry?
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from the defense, but to act like the defense just shut down the greatest show on turf and we don't want to give the offense credit for yesterday's game, I came away from that game yesterday impressed by one player and one player only, and he was the best player on the field yesterday. That's the quarterback.
I agree.
He had 5 turnovers the week before. He looked the worst on the field last week.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, he looked like the best player on the field. That was a Jalen-led win.
Over the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's where we that's the sticking point.
It's not the Browns.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, aren't the Browns the worst?
Well, the Giants are technically the worst.
Are the Giants the worst?
Yeah,
because we already lost to them.
They're both 2-11.
Oh.
They're 2-12 now.
We lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
We did lose to the Giants.
All right.
But the Raiders are definitely worse than the Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Like this version of the Raiders right now is the worst team we've played this year.
They beat the Patriots week one.
That's unbelievable.
They did beat the Patriots.
I was watching the Raiders yesterday trying to figure out how they won two games this year.
Yeah.
That team.
They got 75 yards yesterday.
75?
75 yards. Yeah.
Total.
I mean, one of the most.
Not 75 passing yards.
Yeah, 75 yards.
Total yards.
I'm trying to think of the worst teams that have come in here and played.
That was one of them.
The Raiders are up there.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. No Donovan this week. Donovan will join us later this week. He is traveling. Barrett Brooks joins us next. Talk to Barrett. Haven't had Barrett on the show in a long
Bird's Huddle?
Time.
Yeah. Bird's Huddle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go.
So we'll talk to Barrett next. Talk to you for the rest of the show. So how do you feel? Are the Eagles back, or was it just the Raiders? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns, who will win with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.